Hello, you are listening to an article from webmobile.com. Webmobile, with a Y, provides quality, people-centered, professional mobile app and web development services with globally competitive pricing. The title is Managing Risk. Each and every one of us has at one point or another faced a situation where we had to make a tough decision involving varying levels of risk. When such times come, the automatic response is often to immediately withdraw from the situation. We tend to shy away from risk-ridden situations. We become risk-averse. Our instinct is usually to avoid taking risks. To be safe, this is often an automatic response. Although this automatic response makes us feel safe, we need to examine each situation on its merits or demerits. There are times when it is prudent to shy away from high-risk situations. But not all such situations demand the same response. Before we can decide one way or the other, we need to uniquely take stock of every decision we make. We need to understand why our automatic response is to shy away. Playing it safe. Self-preservation is a drive that is deeply ingrained within all living beings, with the exception of most plants. We are built to withdraw from situations and circumstances that pose a threat to our existence. This drive also helps us navigate dangerous situations that, even though they do not pose a threat to our lives, may have negative or adverse effects on it. When such situations arise, we automatically try to play it safe. Playing it safe is a good strategy to steer us clear of harm, whether for our personal safety or from a situation that can result in loss. The only downside is that sometimes, depending on the circumstances, this may not be the best response. But why do we default to playing it safe? Fear of failure and conditioning. One of the main reasons we play it safe is because we are afraid we might fail. This fear is so powerful a drive that it holds us back. It is so fundamental, in fact, that our body also presents a real physical response to fear. Fear of failure has killed many dreams and stunted a lot of potential. Maybe you thought of starting a business a long time ago, but you keep postponing moving forward because you are paralyzed by fear. Maybe you wanted to go for that college degree, but you are afraid of failure. Another reason we play it safe is our conditioning, that started from childhood. Our upbringing may have conditioned us to play it safe. From the time we are infants, most of us have been taught, through our families and society, to always play it safe. This type of conditioning has a powerful hold on us well into adulthood. We have been conditioned to avoid risk, and always make sure it is safe before taking a jump. This makes sense some of the time, but can also be crippling. We can be so conditioned to playing it safe that we avoid all risky situations, regardless of the potential and size of the reward. It is a paradox, but not all risky situations are signals for us to avoid them and play it safe. In fact, high-risk situations often present opportunities for growth. We often grow more from taking bold and risky decisions than when playing it safe. Within reason, of course. The bigger the risk. Sometimes, the bigger the risk, the greater the reward. I am not saying we should take foolish risks. Not at all. What we need to do, however, is to take more informed and educated risks. Informed and educated risks are driven by taking a logical assessment of every situation in the absence of fear. When faced with taking a risk, sometimes, you will find that the bigger the gain you stand to make, the bigger will be the risk you would have to take. Of course, this is not true all the time, but each situation has to be analyzed on its merits or demerits. If you think of it in terms of investment in a business, there is always a risk that the business will not generate a positive return, and you will lose out on your investment. At the same time, if the business succeeds, your gains will be proportional to the size of your initial investment, and also proportional to the level of risk. Mitigating risk. It therefore becomes crucial to effectively manage risk. You should have a system in place to help you manage risk and navigate risky situations. Your system will put you in a position to know when to take risks and when to avoid them. As mentioned above, educating yourself on the risks you face and making informed decisions as a result is the best bet you have at managing and navigating risk. If you understand the situation, you can weigh the level of risk and assess your options. By thoroughly understanding the risks you face, you are in a better position to gauge whether the benefits in taking those risks outweigh the downsides of taking those risks. By moving from understanding, you are better able to move forward with confidence. Taking educated and informed risks helps us take actions that are neither driven by fear nor societal conditioning. Take the example of window cleaners cleaning a skyscraper. To the average onlooker, this seems to be a very risky endeavor. To the cleaners, on the other hand, what they are doing is fairly safe, because they truly understand the risks involved, and as such, they have invested in harnesses and pulleys that dramatically decrease the risks they actually face. Reconditioning yourself. Most of us are wired to avoid risk at all costs. This conditioning can be crippling, if you are in business or are thinking of starting one. When you operate from your instinctual conditioning in business, you will most likely not take the necessary risks required for growth. They say fortune favors the brave. We must, therefore, boldly move in the direction that promises big rewards, in the face of fear and conditioning, that predispose us to being risk-averse. Of course, we must always do this from the point of being informed and educated of the level of risk involved. When facing a risky situation, you will feel an overwhelming pressure to run, in the opposite direction. This response is automatic, but should not always be heeded. You should recondition yourself to always take a moment, to assess whether the fear is valid, or not. If the fear is valid, then by all means, run from the situation, as fast and as far as possible. If not, run towards the situation, and you will most likely benefit more, the bigger the risk. Want to know when a new blog post is published? Please, subscribe. Thank you for listening to the article from webmobile.com. A subscription button is available at the end of each blog post. We would love it and also encourage you to leave your comment at the bottom of the page. Cheers. Hope you listen or read again soon.